Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Kalim Perk Bay's Mishnah Zayin Mishnah Ches, and today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esbas Rachel Shishu Zecher Fan Yosef Gagon Bikar of Mamesh. Now in this Mishnah we're going to be discussing Klei Chares that are able to be Mekabel Toma, and some of them are very similar to the ones we've mentioned previously. There's just going to be slight modifications to them, which is what's going to make them be able to be Mekabel Toma. Hatmein Shib Klei Chares says the Mishnah, those that are Tame among Klei Chares, Tavla Shiyesh La Lizveis, a flat tablet like a tray of sorts that does have a rim around it that now makes it have a toich, and inside it's a base kibul, so it could be mekabel tuma. Also, umachta shlema, a regular shovel that has walls around the shovel, like a classic shovel that has a base kibul, so it's mekabel tuma. Also, the tavla shima leya ka'aris, we have a flat tablet, this flat thing that's full of bowls. Imagine you have a flat tray that has a bunch of bowls connected to it, and again, all these are made out of cheres, so those bowls, since they have a toich, they have an inside, they're mekabel tuma. Now, here's something unique about it. Nitmes achaz mayan b'sheretz. If one of these bowls became tummy with a sheretz, because the sheretz went into the airspace of it, so loinit mukulam, all the other bowls that are all attached to the same tray are not tamei. That's because they're all their own individual things. They all happen to be attached to the same tray, but they're still their own things. However, im yesh lo lizbeis oidef, if this tray had a lip, had a wall that went above where the bowls did, let's say the walls of the bowls were 2 inches high, but the wall of this entire tray was 3 inches high, so the wall went higher than all the bowls, nit machas mehen, nit mukulon, if one of them became tamei, all of them are tamei. That's because the sheretz, as it went down into the airspace of the bowl, it really went into the airspace of the entire kli, this entire tray, because again, the walls of the tray are higher than the walls of the bowl, so everything would be tameh here. Onto two more kelim have a similar din. V'chein beis tavlan shel cheres ve'kalmarim hametu amos. The same thing would be with a spice holder that's made out of cheres and a kalmar that has different sections. A beis tavlan space container, which is pretty simple. It basically just has a flat bottom, and let's say it has 2, 3, 4, 6 compartments in the top that would be used for putting spices in them. It's the same exact thing. Each one of those sections for the spices is its own individual thing. However, if it has a lip going above those sections, so then if a sheretz goes into one, it's mitame the whole thing. And the next thing, kalmarim hametu amos, actually has a similar word in Hebrew when kids bring pencil cases to school. So that pencil case is called a kalmar because it has sections in it to put different pens and pencils and erasers and whatnot. And this kalmar over here of the Mishnah is referring to what scribes, what seifrim would use, kind of similar to what you might have on your desk at home or at the office, that sectional container that has place for pens and pencils and staplers and whatever it is, so they would keep their different feathers and quills and writing implements and ink and whatnot inside all these different things, and has the same exact din as a spice container. Moving on, ubeis tavlin shel eitz. Let's say we have a wooden spice container, shenitma echad b'mashke, that one of those containers, one of those sectional compartments, became tame with liquid, which is metame only the inside and not the outside, so loinit mechaveroi, the other sections don't become tame, because as we just said, it's only metame, the walls of the actual one that it touched, and not any other one. Now, if you think about it, the inner wall of the one that was touched by tame liquid is the outer wall of the one next to it, and when liquid touches the outer wall, it's not metame yet, so that's why the other ones aren't tame. However, Rabbi Yechon Nuri says, Chalkenis avyai, we split the thickness, hamishamash latame tame, hamishamash latar tar. The part that's being used by the tame one is tame, and the one that's being used by the tar one is tar. In other words, what Rabbi Yechon Nuri is saying is that let's say the wall in between the two compartments is 2 inches thick. So we divide that in half, and only 1 inch of that is tame, because that's considered to be part of the one that has a tame liquid in it, whereas the other inch is really considered to be the wall of the neighboring one, and so that one is not tame, as opposed to the chamim, who would hold that the entire thickness of that wall is tame. And once again, we say, im yesh lo lizbeis oidef, if it has a lip or a wall rising above all these compartments, nitma echad mehen, nitma chaveroi, if one of them becomes tame, so then all of them are tame. Moving on to Mishnah Ches with more kelim, halapid tame. Lapid in modern day Hebrew is translated as a torch, and that's exactly what this is. Basically, it was a kli that was very wide on top and extremely narrow and pointed on the bottom. This pointed part was placed inside the top of a hollow pole. Imagine your broomstick is hollow at the top. Some broomsticks actually are hollow at the top, and you take this pointed kli, it kind of looks like an ice cream cone, inside the top of that hollow broomstick. Oil and a wick are placed inside of it, and then it's used literally as a lapid, as a torch. You can raise it very high in the air as you're walking in the darkened streets and mountain pathways, and it provides a lot of light for you at quite a distance. So this lapid is tameh, and the chiddush is that even though its bottom ends in a very sharp point, like we said, kind of an ice cream cone, and if you wanted to put it on the table, it wouldn't be able to stand, so you might say it's similar to the pot covers of two mishnayos ago, that if you turn them over, they wouldn't be able to stand. Over here, it is tameh because it's designed mind to be placed in the hollowed out broomstick pole thing, and that's why it's mekabel tomo. Moving on to the next thing, ubeis shikoi shel ner metame ba'avir. The holder for a lamp is metame in its airspace. Now, what's this referring to? So back in the day, their lamps were pretty simple devices. It was basically an earthenware bowl that you'd put oil and a wick in, but also had a stand. In other words, you wouldn't just take this simple lamp device and put it on the table. You'd put it on like a little mini plate or bowl to hold it. And this base sheka, this little holder, had a very slight indentation. It was really very tiny. Nonetheless, it still is mekabel tomo in its airspace because it does have this small indentation and it's meant for holding something. And onto one more kli, hamasrik shel tzartzur, the comb of a tzartzur, Rebbe Elazar Matar, v'cham metamin. Now, what's this referring to? So actually, this kli would probably be best described as the old school water bottle. They had a kli cheres that was meant for putting water in and drinking out of. Now, the top of this kli basically had a cover or a plug that had little holes in it. That would prevent dirt and bugs and whatnot from getting inside the drinking water, and you could still drink from it because it had little holes, so the water would come out of the holes. Pretty handy water bottle. Now, what they used to do in order to add a little bit of spunk and pizzazz to this water bottle, at the top of it, jutting above the actual mouthpiece, was like a crown of sorts, or as the Mishnah calls it, a masrek, teeth-like things that kind of looked like a comb that were jutting outwards and upwards. Again, this was meant to be nice for design. The question is, let's say Toma went into the airspace of this comb, crown, pokey thing coming out the top of this water bottle, is that metameh or not? So Rebbe says it's not able to be mekabel toma. That's because, as we just said, it's only made for design. It's not meant to hold anything. So toma going in its airspace is not going to be metameh. Whereas the chamim say it is mekabel toma because at the end of the day, it's part of the water bottle, and the water bottle has a toich, it has a base kibul, it's meant to hold things, and therefore, even though the toma just went into the airspace of those teeth, of that crown sticking out the top of the bottle, it's still going to be mekabel toma. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with Parag Gimel, Mishnah Aleph and Beis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.